This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. One study from UCLA Labor Center shows that nail salons are often staffed by Asian immigrant workers from places like Vietnam, Korea, China, Nepal, and Tibet. As Elizabeth Myong reports from KERA in Dallas, as salons have reopened, owners are facing new challenges.
A worker sprays down Maud Nail Lounge with disinfectant in this Instagram video. It's one of the new procedures co-owner Mai Juan is taking since opening her doors again. But all this has meant more work.
It has been a huge challenge. And trying to reopen and following all CDC guidelines has been a setback as well.
Juan's Dallas nail salon was shut down for 2 months. As she's reopened, her clientele has come back slowly, and now it's around 40% of what it used to be. But her costs have increased by $600 a month, just for cleaning supplies. Seba Wahid is research director for the UCLA Labor Center. She says the nail salon industry has been particularly hard hit by the pandemic. It supports many Asian female immigrants.
Their mothers and daughters, they're immigrant women, and they depend on this livelihood. And for basically the salons to have shut down as quickly as they did, most of these workers didn't have the recourse.
Duan turned to COVID-19-related bank and federal loans. It took a month to get a $34,000 PPP loan on her second try. Wahid says the industry will need to charge customers more. It's an industry that already had low profit margins.
It generally were paying, you know, very little for the kind of service that they were getting.
The UCLA Labor Center found many of the employees in the nail salon business earn low wages, roughly $9.06 an hour, and only 42% of workers receive health insurance through their employers. Duan says she's increased the price of certain services.
So we brought $3 up for every pedicure because our prices went up.
She hopes that will be enough to keep her doors open.
In Dallas, I'm Elizabeth Myong for Marketplace.